It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Her name is Mac Barbara, and during the course of this interview, we're going to try to give you just some of her statistics this season for the Aztecs as she leads them into the postseason and joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. Mac, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm all right because I'm not on a in a circle anywhere trying to get you out. That seems like it'd be a very difficult task for most pitchers out there. 3.83 batting average, school record 14 home runs. You know, an OPS which is better than what Shohei Ohtani even has in Major League Baseball. You love to mash softballs, do you not?
No, I definitely do. 100%. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, have you always been a great hitter? Is it something that you've, you know, kind of developed over time?
Well, I wouldn't say I am like the best hitter. I mean, I definitely care about like working on my craft and everything, and like that's something I take pride in. I think over time I've just developed I just have developed like physically, mentally, emotionally when it comes to hitting. But I also learned from my dad, who was a really great hitter back in the day. He was an all-time leader for batting average in 1990 for Long Beach State. And so, yeah, I mean, I grew up around the baseball field, so I also learned from like Evan Longoria, Troy Tulowitzki, Jeremy Reed, and like all of those big name guys, that got drafted and played in the big league. So, I mean, I will say like I had a lot of resources growing up, so I think that kind of gives me an advantage to my play in this day and age.
Pretty
definitely
good.
Does with people like that on that list.
Yeah, she listened to all those people, but she's better hitters than all of them.
I was looking through some of your stats, and over the last three seasons, you basically have an on-base percentage of 50%, which means one out of two times you get on base. What is your approach when you go to the plate? Is it to get on base any way possible, or are you looking for something? What's your approach?
Honestly, if they pitch to me, then swing at it. If they don't, then take until I get a strike. But I know a lot of people don't like to pitch to me, so I'll take my walk any day. Better than a strikeout.
That's true. That's
well,
true.
I know one of the games over the weekend for the Mountain West Conference Championship, they intentionally walked her, if I'm not mistaken, to lead off an inning, right, Mac? And then the young lady behind you hit a two-run home run to win the game. So worked out
exactly.
Nicely.
Yeah. I will say, like, it is kind of, like, I do get frustrated because it's like, come on, like, don't be scared. Just let me hit the ball. Like, guarantee you, like, I'm not going to hit it out. If anything, like, even when I was, like, hitting back, like, poorly, like, or at least to my standard, I was, like, hitting poorly, but, like, people would still not pitch to me. And I'm like, why are you not pitching to me? Like, I literally have rolled out to the, like, to the second baseman twice. Like, why are you not pitching to me? Like, just give me strikes. And they're like, even if, like, my coaches have to remind me, like, even if you do roll over twice and they pitch you a ball that's down the middle, there's a potential chance that you can still hit the ball out. Like, they're trying to keep you in the yard. And I was like, but it's not fair. Like, just give me something. Like, I get so annoyed.
I love it.
But, like, I had to learn patience at a very late point in my career. I had to learn it, and it was very difficult because I am not a patient person.
Neither am I.
Yeah, that's great. Mac Barbara is our guest. She is the big-time hitter for the San Diego State softball team. She, like I said, she's got an OPS over 1,200, set a school record with 14 home runs this year. Slugging percentage over 775. I mean, she's been great, but she's not the only one. Let's be honest. This team has been great the last 2 years, Mac. You guys got over a big hurdle last year by winning your regional and getting to the super regionals. I know you were, you know, so disappointed to come up a game short of the College World Series. Take us through what you've got coming up this weekend in LA as you try to begin another run in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I think we have a very tough regional. I mean, we have two ranked teams, and then, you know, GCU is very scrappy. They're good. And I honestly, in my opinion, I think we will do some damage and, like, have a little bit of upset, you know, this weekend. And I honestly think that if we continue to stick to our game plan and continue to do what we need to do, you know, before games, and during game and after games, like, I feel like we will have a better chance of making it to super regionals. Because honestly, this team can compete. It really can. We really can. And we're very competitive, and we, you know, we feed off each other's energy. So, like, if somebody's not in a good headspace, we try our best to, you know, pick them up as much as we can to, like, get them in a good headspace enough for them to, you know, for them to be able to play that day, you know. And now, I'm not saying everybody needs to be perfect and to be, you know, the Energizer Bunny and, like, have all this, like, spark, and, like, it's never going to happen, you know. And so, like, with people surrounding you that have energy, it also allows you to have energy as well and at least, like, be there and be present with each other. So I think that's something that we need to have as a team, is to be present and be where our feet are and not focus on anything that, you know, is on the outside. And yeah, so I mean, and plus, along with being on ESPN and, like, the cameras, the fans, like, a lot of it can be distracting. So if we could just stay locked in, I think we'll do a great job this weekend. You know, our defense is pretty solid. Our hitting's been solid, and our pitching staff has definitely been, you know, dominating in all aspects. So.
Love to hear that. We're talking to Mac Barbara here of the San Diego State softball team. And now I'm going to ask a weird question. It could go in a different direction. But do you watch the Padres?
Don't,
I mean,
hate me, San Diego native. Well, I don't really know much about the Padres.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. What I'm asking is, what is your philosophy at swinging at the first pitch? If it's good, do you swing? Or because last night there was a situation in the game where the pitcher couldn't throw strikes at all. He just kept walking everyone. Manny went up, hit the first pitch. He grounded into a double play. What is your philosophy on first pitch swinging?
Well, in my opinion, if you notice that a pitcher can't throw strikes and he threw four straight balls in a row to the batter before you, my approach would be to take. Because even if it is a strike, I would just take it, because at the end of the day, it may be your only strike in the at-bat. And I'd rather take it than swing at it and roll over or hit a crappy pop fly or, like, roll out into a double play. So that's just my opinion. But also, I feel like these hitters, like, not to, like, talk bad about MLB at all.
You're
I think
okay.
MLB players are phenomenal. Like, they are crazy freak athletes. But I feel like this day and age, there's really no, like, short game, no, like, hitting for average. Like, everyone wants to hit a home run, and it's, like, it's physically not possible to hit a home run every single time. Like, I really wish, like, hitters would just, like, just hit the ball. I love hitting doubles in the gap because it's so much better. So I can, I'm not fast at all, but I like to show off my speed and think that I am fast. And I like to try to push the envelope, like, that's my thing. I honestly, hitting a home run is great. You get to jog around the bases. But in my personal opinion, like, hitting a double is so much better. I love doing the double celebrations. Like, honestly, it just makes the game, like, that's true baseball right there, baseball, softball. Like, I had this joke. Not necessarily a joke, but, like, I was, my dad and I will talk softball, and he was like, oh, how'd you score this run? And I was like, two hits, double-double, and he was like, ah, true softball. And I was like, yep, true softball right there. Like, that's literally what the game is. Like, I don't think people understand, like, softball and baseball, it's not a home run competition. It really is not. And it makes the game a little boring, quite honestly, when it's just home runs after home runs. Like, wow. We get it. You can hit a home run.
What a breath of fresh air, yes, our guest. And she knows a thing or two about hitting
because
she's been
that's
doing
why I asked,
it
Chris.
Better than anybody for the San Diego State softball team. They do start their regional Friday in L.A. against Virginia Tech. Again, you know, women in sports, Mac, this is a great time to be a female athlete, I think. And, you know, Caitlin Clark's making her debut tonight in the WNBA. Where are you on the, you know, the women, you know, power in sports and how this whole thing is coming along right now, and there's more and more interest than ever in your game and others?
Honestly, I think it's pretty awesome. Don't get me wrong, the College World Series is, like, pretty cool for baseball, but, like, at the end of the day, in my opinion, I've heard so many people say softball's more entertaining than baseball because it's faster, it's quicker. Like, there's a lot of things that are going on. And also, too, like, women are also freak athletes too, but like we're so overshadowed by men and like what they can do. It's like, yeah, we get it. Like we get you can do X, Y, and Z, but a woman can also do that too. And I think it's so cool that, you know, we're getting the exposure finally after so many years. I was honestly happy. I watched the, you know, the women college, like March Madness.
Yeah.
Like, and I thought it was so cool to see a packed stadium arena.
Sure.
It was like, honestly, I was like, I want to be in that environment. Like, I feel like that would be so cool and like fuel my fire. Like, honestly, and then hearing like the viewership between softball and baseball College World Series, like that makes me happy because it's like people are interested and willing to watch the game and like, you know, and it's funny because like our baseball team, they're like, can you please make it to Sunday? Like, we want to come and watch. And I was like, oh my God. Like, now I'm like, I really want to make it to Sunday.
Yeah. Well, real quick, I know Chris was about to wrap it up.
That's fine.
I'm telling you right now that you're a much better baseball softball player than I am because you hit .554 as a junior in high school.
Oh, she's unbelievable.
I don't know how many people in the listening audience hit .554 in high school as a junior.
Hit it at any time. And,
yeah, you could definitely do
have continued it at San Diego State. Mac, you are so fun to talk to. You are such a breath of fresh air, and your excitement and enthusiasm is contagious for sure. I hope fans here in San Diego, I know they will tune in, watch you guys play this weekend on ESPN in the regionals, especially parents out there that have young ladies who want to grow up playing softball. Keep a little look at Mac Barbara and the way she mashes. Mac, thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah,
I hope we talk to you again. I hope, you know, when you guys make it to Oklahoma City this year, give us another call back.
Oh, 100% I will.
All right. Perfect.
Thank
we'll save a spot for you. Thanks. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.